Any day now, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will rule on the case of Adri Edmo. She's a transgender woman currently in prison in Idaho. She sued the state for sex reassignment surgery, and she won. And then the state appealed. The Ninth Circuit's impending decision on her case could have implications not only for her, but for transgender inmates across the West and possibly the country. The Mountain West News Bureau's Amanda Peacher has been following this story, and she joins me now. Hey, Amanda.
Hello.
Who is Adri Edmo, and why should we care about her case?
So Adri Edmo is, frankly, a rather complicated person. She grew up in Fort Hall, that's the Indian reservation of the Shoshone-Bannock tribes, in eastern Idaho. And, you know, growing up, she encountered poverty. She was around an environment that included domestic abuse and alcoholism. So she had a tough time growing up. One of the things that complicates her story is her crime. She is convicted of sexual abuse of a 15-year-old when she was 22. And so some people don't want to learn any more about her after they hear that. She says she struggled with her gender identity growing up, and then when she gets to prison, she acknowledges she's transgender and is diagnosed with gender dysphoria.
Can you explain what those terms mean, right, with gender dysphoria?
Sure. So gender dysphoria is distress that a person feels from being born in a body that does not match their gender identity. And one of the possible treatments for that, it could be hormones, it could be other things, but one possible treatment is sex reassignment surgery.
So that's a lot to unpack there, I think.
Absolutely. And that's why we decided to do a podcast focused on this case and Adri Edmo's story. It drops this week. It's called Locked. And, you know, there are layers and layers to the story of Adri Edmo, why she's in prison. As I mentioned, the treatment for gender dysphoria, how Adri's surgery would be paid for should she win. This is a huge political issue also in conservative Idaho, so we hear some of the pushback to this case. And we get into the gap between public perception and medical consensus around treatment of gender dysphoria, public perception, and the legal arguments of the case.
So really a lot to unpack. How have you organized that? Can you walk us through the arc of the podcast and what the listeners can expect?
So we take listeners to Fort Hall, which is, as I mentioned, where Adri Edmo grew up, to talk to some people who knew her before she went to prison. We also go to Northern Idaho to visit with one of the only surgeons in our region that performs sex reassignment surgeries. And then we go to San Francisco to hear the oral arguments before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And right now there are 4 episodes. There'll be another once there's a ruling in her case, but people can listen to them all right now. It's bingeable, as they say.
Bingeable indeed. So you were there for that hearing, by the way. Tell us more about the hearing.
Well, it was really interesting to see the two sides argue their case in the short amount of time that they had before the Ninth Circuit. So the heart of this case for Edmo's attorneys is something they call deliberate indifference. They say that not providing the surgery is deliberate indifference to Adri Edmo's medical needs. Her attorney, Lori Rifkin, says that this is as clear-cut as treating a cancer patient.
If somebody requires surgery or chemotherapy or radiation to shrink their tumor, that is what we give them.
But the other side argues that this is about medical judgment and whether Edmo needs the surgery. So I talked to Walter Olson. He's a senior fellow with the Cato Institute about this, and he says this case is essentially a battle of the experts.
You know, it may seem like an objective thing to figure out what are someone's medical needs, and then you try to put that into effect. And as you know, if you ask 5 different health insurance plans, what is medically necessary care, you'll get 5 different answers.
And so that's the heart of the state's arguments, that this is not medically necessary care for Adri Edmo, that she does not need the surgery.
What are the stakes here, both for Edmo herself and also other transgender inmates like her?
I mean, the stakes are high for Edmo. If she wins, then she's provided with this surgery, which her lawyers say is going to be a life-saving procedure for her. And at that point, she would be transferred to an all-women's prison here in Idaho. But it could also change how prisons treat some trans inmates like Adri who suffer from severe gender dysphoria. It doesn't mean that they're going to have to provide the surgery left and right to any transgender inmate, but it does mean that they'll have to seriously consider that need for certain inmates with a serious medical need.
Well, you've got me interested, and hopefully some of our listeners. So where can we find the podcast, Locked?
So the podcast is available right now on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Boise State Public Radio and Locked. It'll come right up. And you can listen to all 4 episodes right now and get updates on when the 5th will drop.
We surely will. Thank you very much, Amanda.
You're welcome.
That's Amanda Peacher with the Mountain West News Bureau, host of a new podcast called Locked.